Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller. On Tuesday, the 1st of April, recording at 9:30 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, the highlights on this very exciting day today. Not so much going on in Asia, although more markets were up than down. China was one of the weaker ones. But the real drama here in stock markets started in the European markets and then spread to the USA, which showed the best gains of all, just about. Though financially weighted indices, such as the Swiss SMI, did exceedingly well, up 3.74% here today. And throughout Europe, we had gains in the upper 2% region to 3% area. And Wall Street, three main indices closing all above 3%, 3.5% better for the S&P and NASDAQ composite. And government bonds, weak against the background, government bond prices, long dated, weak against that background. U.S. dollar rally, precious metals were hammered. Commodities were more down than up. A couple of exceptions here, a bit of a rebound in soybeans, which have been hit hard recently, and also corn, which had been one of the steadiest of the grains, had a pretty good day here as well. But as I say, most commodities were down. That included the industrial metals. Okay. Let's see, anything else? Yes, crude oil. Let me see. Crude oil is back near that $100 level, 100.75 to be precise. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, I describe the technical action as stunning, and you might say, well, what's the trigger? And the news item that would have been the metaphorical straw, only this time it didn't break the camel's back, but helped to reinforce it, would have been a money-raising exercise by Lehman Brothers and UBS. Now, this is important because it increases confidence in the sector. You might say, well, how could a rights issue increase confidence? Well, they wouldn't be having a rights issue if their survival was in jeopardy, presumably. Not that that's ever been a case, but people have been worrying about that aplenty, as you know. And it also means that shareholders can participate, whereas with those SWF, Sovereign Wealth Fund, infusions of cash, that represented dilution for the minority shareholders, and of course was, or all other shareholders, and was that was of course quite upsetting for them. Okay, now what it all amounts to is that we've had this terrific upward dynamic here today in the European and America's stock markets. Now that tends to validate the support that we've been seeing since climactic selling on the 22nd of January, and when we, of course, saw the first really good upward dynamics, and we saw more very good upward dynamics last month, particularly in the first half of the month. And so that's another very impressive, that was a very impressive technical signal, adding credibility to the region of the January lows. We had also seen in March where indices actually breached their January intraday lows that very few, there must be some, but very few actually maintained those breaks of the January lows. So there were a lot of downside failures. That's additional favorable technical action. And as I say, today's powerful upward dynamics. Now, all of this technical action validates the very, very important sentiment indicators that I have been mentioning since January and have reported on those, of course, in Comment of the Day. And for instance, that they included the first insider buying in the US, net insider buying, I should say, in the US since 1995. It included the highest short interest figure in January since the 1930s. It included, well, any number of hysterical articles and photographs in the press. And how many times have you heard Armageddon? All these extreme emotional reactions in the marketplace. And journalists have just had a field day here in terms of gloom and doom and disaster. Terrifying, all and sundry, except for some of the people who've lived through it all before and recognize that you're usually at a bottom when there's blood in the streets. And then, last but not least, that phenomenal sentiment reading from our U.S. sister publication, Investors Intelligence, showing the investor advisory sentiment being record bearish. I think that was in the second and third weeks of March. But at any rate, I posted those two reports showing those readings in Comment of the Day. Now, today's action undoubtedly represents a lot of short covering. This is always the case when you get upper dynamics off or near lows. There have been plenty of aggressive bears out there, and the bears have been very good at their own publicity, you know, in putting out bearish recommendations on firms, going on television. These are high-profile bears. Talk about all the things that they're shorting and all the terrible things that are going to happen and why the Fed has completely lost control and nobody can do anything about this and it's all going to hell in a handbasket. Well, again, and not my hyperbole, you heard it on plenty of occasions, I'm sure, all designed to get people to cash up and run for the hills. This is the stuff of market bottoms. Now, again, we have the possibility, the probability of additional convalescence, an additional convalescence period being required. We've also seen an environment where you'd get one good day on the upside and then followed by a downward day or several downward days. But if you look at the charts, and I'm going to illustrate a fair number of them tonight, and hopefully you've been looking at them all along, that you will notice that the upward dynamics, those big upside candles, are more prominent and have really been since January. There are more of them than the big downside candles for these stock market indices. And of course, let's not entirely forget value. Valuations are improved in many markets around the world. Less so, most would argue correctly, regarding the USA stock market, but that very depressed dollar has been exceptionally good for US multinational companies, as I've mentioned on many occasions. It just makes them more competitive in terms of their overseas sales, and it also means that they consolidate those earnings in weaker dollars, which of course flatters the or enhances. It's a real difference. It enhances the earnings. So, all that is extremely important. And last but not least, we've had good participation in here today from the financial shares. And you know my view, so often stated over the years, that's what's good for the financial shares is good for the market in general and vice versa. And the financial indices, some of them at any rate, are showing some reasonably respectable performances. They are not often leading on the upside, but they do show the same sort of support building, base building characteristics, and that's good news. Now, so what do we make of it all overall? My feeling is that this is part of the base building, support building process that supports additional gains in stock markets. Since the 22nd of January, most of the technical evidence has suggested that if we hadn't seen the lows, that we were reasonably close to the lows. In other words, I described it as possibility that that for some indices, for some stock markets, the January low would have marked the penultimate low, where in a trend where the downward momentum is lost, but the lows don't actually hold, and the index weakens a little bit further, but can't maintain it, and then bounces back up again on upward dynamics. So the overall outlook continues to be, in my view, one of sideways to a higher activity. I don't think that the bears will go away just yet, but they're giving up a little bit of ground here in terms of the daily battles. And this will, of course, embolden some of the bulls. And there are plenty of people who are sitting around with cash. And there's a lot of money that's been parked in bonds, including some of those inflation indexed bonds where the yields are ridiculous. There was also a lot of money that had been parked in commodities. There'd been a lot of commodity speculation, and I've warned daily over the last month about the risks in that area where, although we like it on a long-term basis, it's part of the supply and elasticity meets rising demand theme, that those trends had all accelerated on the upside and were overcooked, pretty well every one of them. And the medium-term corrections beckoned, and that's very much the situation we're in right now. So I described it previously as saying that commodities had all the momentum. You could say that back at the end of the year and in January, they were the best game in town. That's what everybody wanted. That's where all the headlines were, except for the scary bank stories that were driving people away from stock markets and into commodities or into commodity shares, but often into commodity ETFs. Well, now commodities face a lot of competition, or increasing competition, at least I should say, from recovering stock markets. And the agricultural outlook so far has improved somewhat. Plenty of rain in the growing regions, in other words, from South America to Australia. And also in North America. So that has helped to knock back the overextended commodity prices, which will mean some respite in terms of the big inflation fears. So this is an interesting environment. Don't expect runaway uptrends anytime soon, but again, I repeat myself, this is a bottoming out process. And following all the fear and angst that we've had, all the shock and awe, and those extremely bullish, of course, contrary sentiment indicators, and this is a time to be investing, not divesting. Okay. What about this US dollar? Well, I've been saying that we should watch for a second bounce from the low that we saw around the middle of last month. The dollar had a good move in here today, up 751 points as I speak on the dollar index to 72.55.4. The euro has fallen back to 156. And what about sterling? Sterling's down to 197.51. So again, strong day here for the dollar. Evidence that today, at any rate, that the deleveraging process has come to at least a temporary halt here. We can expect more battles, more volatility, but increasingly, I feel in terms of global stock markets, the bulls are checking the bear market declines where they occurred, and of course, some markets, a few markets, have barely seen a reaction. And the overall outlook for equities is improving. What else to mention here? I'd stay away, or I'd be stay cautious regarding the actual commodity futures here in this environment. Medium-term corrections can last anything from a few months to a couple of years, as you know. And I would not want to make the mistake of rushing back in too early. It's tempting. I saw silver, May silver, and was having been lucky enough to sell some remaining May silver positions up over $20 to see it down at 16:30 earlier today, and then of course it bounced 50 points from that level where it sits today at 16.82, still way below where I sold my last, it's below where I s purchased my last long positions. But that orderly trend has been broken. There is some interesting potential support, probable support, evident below that $16 level. But again, it may well be tested, and I'm happy to just to watch and wait this time. Also, I'm going to be away next week on some family personal matters, so I don't want to overdo it here in terms of trades at this time. But the point I'm trying to make really on gold is I like it for the long term, but we saw quite clear repeat for at least the third time of that medium term cycle, which has been approximately 26 months, a little bit shorter this time, but trends often do speed up as they progress. So I feel that there'll probably be plenty of opportunities to buy precious metals at these levels, or hopefully a bit lower. And same thing in the agricultural commodities. I would not be in too quick a rush to head back in there. We might want to wait until people are disgusted with them, and we've seen a big decrease and deleveraging of positions in those markets. And what about crude oil? Well, it's had some significant downward dynamics in this range between roughly $111, $112, and $100. So if this starts to move below the $100 level, I'm talking about the light sweet crude, NYMEX crude. If we see that push below 198 for more than 2 or 3 days, I think that could well mark an upside failure at $100 and see that retreat a bit further in a medium-term correction. But I wouldn't want to preempt it because although the downward dynamics are certainly a warning, the 100 level represents that the upper boundary of that initial support. And I think that's pretty much it. I've got to, I'll be burning the late night oil here and posting some charts for you to see. And of course, you can go into the library at any time and check them all for yourself. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you, and we can expect some short covering in Asia tomorrow. All the best.